The twins' dad, Danny Walker, had been a star basketball player. He started playing when he was Zach and Zoe's age. Then he went on to play in high school and college. He even played a few years in the NBA, but he hurt his knee and had to retire early. He was the smallest player in every game he ever played in his life. Zach and Zoe were also small for their age, and Danny always made sure to tell them size is important, just not in the way they thought. It's how big you play that really matters. Now he worked as a sports reporter on TV. Their mom said he was just as good at doing that as he'd been at everything else in his life. When he bought the family tickets and the monster seats, he'd had no idea it would turn into a monster day for Zach. In the first inning, Will Hanley hit the ball so far and so high, it cleared the top of the wall and ended up in Zach's glove. Everyone in their section cheered. After the game, Zach and his dad waited in the parking lot with a crowd of other fans. That's where Will Hanley and the players on the visiting team would board their bus. Zach knew his dad had special connections as a TV reporter. He could get them into the clubhouse if he wanted. But Zach also knew his dad didn't think it was right for reporters to ask for autographs, even if the autograph was for one of their kids. "If you want Will Hanley's autograph, you'll have to wait like everyone else," Danny said to Zach after the game. For as long as Zach and Zoe could remember, their dad had taught them to always do the right thing, whether it had to do with sports or anything else in their lives. Even if all they wanted was to get a baseball signed by their favorite player, they had to do it the fair way. So Zach waited with the other kids on the street that ran along the first base side of Fenway Park. Slowly, he and his dad worked their way to the front of the crowd, happy that the much bigger crowd was waiting up the block where the Red Sox players parked their cars. Finally, Will Hanley walked out of the park wearing his normal clothes. Somehow, he looked even smaller than he did in his baseball uniform. "Mr. Hanley!" Zach shouted. "Over here! Please!" His mom would say later that everything worked out because Zach had been nice. She always said you can never go wrong being nice. Will Hanley stopped to see where the voice had come from. When he looked over, he saw Zach holding out his home run ball. "Mr. Hanley," Zach said, "this is the ball you hit over the green monster in the first inning." Will smiled at him.
"If I asked for it back, would you give it to me?" he asked.
"Yes, sir," Zach said without hesitation.
"Well, how about I just sign it for you?" he said. "I never hit a ball over that old green wall before, so I already know I'll never forget today. Now, neither of us will."
Zach handed him the ball and the Sharpie his dad had given him. Will Hanley signed the ball, handed it back, shook Zach's hand, and then walked up the steps and onto the bus. That ball now sat in Zach's backpack. He was bringing it to their third grade classroom for a very special show and tell. Half the kids in the class would be presenting today, and the other half on Thursday. All the kids in the class had been asked to bring something important to them. They were even encouraged to wear a t-shirt of their favorite player or team if they had one. This was just one part of the school's annual Spirit Week. If you weren't a sports fan, you could wear a t-shirt of your favorite TV show or book or band or movie. Zach wore his number 19 Hanley shirt. Zoe, who loved books as much as she did sports, maybe even more, wore the Harry Potter t-shirt their parents bought her when they'd visited the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Florida over spring break. Zoe had already finished the first three Harry Potter books and was on to the fourth, even though she was only 8. She was even bringing her favorite Harry Potter book, the first one, with her to school today. "That's your thing of value?" Zach said to her as they grabbed their backpacks.
"Seriously?"
Zoe smiled.
"A really good story is as valuable as anything, right, Mom?"
100%, Tess Walker said.
"Now, both of you, get going, or the story this morning will be that you missed the bus."
None of them knew at the time that the biggest story of Spirit Week was just beginning for Zach and Zoe Walker, and that it was going to be the best kind. A mystery. About an autographed baseball that turned out to be anything but just another ball.